Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg took the month of October off, recovering from that great summer, and he's back now for November, and he's got another great lineup of music to tell us about, talking about Chris Smither.
Chris Smither is celebrating his 50th anniversary in music, and he just put out a fabulous 2-CD sort of career retrospective, which he re-recorded a lot of his older songs, and double album.
He's a blues guy, isn't he?
He's an acoustic blues and folk guy, mm-hmm. and most people know him because he wrote Love Me Like a Man for Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
But over the course of his 50 years, he's done a whole lot more than that, and the new album, Still on the Levee, really shows his versatility and his talents to its best. And so let's listen to one of those tracks. Chris will hopefully be playing this one when he's at Club Helsinki down in Hudson tonight. Here's Devil Got Your Man.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil's got your man. My sweet mama, don't give a damn. My sweet mama, don't give a damn.
You can help Chris Smither celebrate 50 years in the music business. Club Helsinki in Hudson tonight. He's got a new 2-CD retrospective, Still on the Levee. Stephen Clare.
Stephen Clare, if you were out in the Capital Region music scene in the 90s, you know Stephen Clare, or as he was previously known, Steve Ferguson. But he did everything back then. He put out solo albums. He was in a whole bunch of bands, Glaze, Cactus Love Seat. I know you'd like that name. WAG, Sabotage and the Wrecking Crew. He published books of poetry. He had a great spoken word music audio cassette magazine that he put out called Talk Work. Mm-hmm. He booked bands at the now defunct Godfrey's, which was a cool little place for a while. He bounced around the country, a lot of different places since then, ended up settling downriver, and has ignited a whole new, very lively music scene down in Beacon. And he's coming back for his first Albany show in a long time, at Steamer 10 Theater in Albany on Saturday night. He's got a new album, Love Makes Us Weird, and a new band, The Millionaires. And he's actually, you get double dose on Saturday because he's sharing the bill with Brian Thomas, who's one of my favorite local singer-songwriters. So that's going to be a great show. And give you a little taste of it from the album Love Makes Us Weird. Here's I'd Become That Guy.
I'll never know. Walked out, and I just stood there, unable to close the door. It started raining, I stood there waiting, lost my grip on the situation. I've become that guy who can't read the signs in the broad daylight. I've become that guy, stuck my finger in my eye.
Stephen Clare comes up the thruway from Beacon to Albany. He comes back to the Capital District to play a set at the Steamer Number 10 Theater in Albany tomorrow. Long, strange trip. Now, that's a saying often associated with the Grateful Dead, but not this time.
No, this is a song on the long overdue solo debut from Deb Cavanaugh, who is another musician that's been on the local music scene for years. Formerly with the band General Eclectic, and more recently the duo Cavanaugh and Cavanaugh. But she has finally put out her solo debut. It's called Highway in Your Eyes, and it's a little different than most. It's a 2-CD set. The first CD is songs, and the second CD is spoken word memoirs about the songs and how they interact with her life. So it's a really neat little package. And she'll be playing her CD release party at Cafe Lena up in Saratoga Springs on Sunday evening. So here's a little bit. Here it is, Long Strange Trip.
Hanging on, waiting for that knock on your door. Or the telephone ring, bringing good news home once more. And what a long strange trip it's been. Yes, what a
So climb the stairs, Sunday night, Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. Go upstairs and you'll see Deb Cavanaugh at the oldest continuously running coffee house, I guess it is, in the whole United States, right?
Indeed it is. And it's a lovely, I had a great time last night at the Jim Queskin concert.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say enough about Cafe Lena.
The Chandler Travis 3-0, which has four members.
Yes, of course. Chandler is Chandler's not local, but he's in town more often on stage than most local bands, I think. He's from Cape Cod, and he was just here, a couple of weeks ago with his band, one of his many other bands, the Catbirds, over at the Ale House. This time, he's bringing the 3-0. Into the Lion's Den at the Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge, Mass. On Saturday, November 22nd. And since I know you're a fan of the names, you know, Chandler Travis
sure.
3-0 is,
right.
is strange enough, but this is a song called I Still Drink My Coffee Blue, and it's from the 3-0's 2012 album, This Is What Bears Look Like Underwater.
Until the sun goes down. Then about 5 o'clock, I take a nip or two. Right around midnight, I'm through. But when I wake up in the morning, still drink my coffee blue. I like my eggs over easy, take my steaks done rare. Pretty girl can tease me with a toss of her hair. Since she said she'd leave me, man, I just don't care. When the sun goes down, when Sherry tells me, honey, gotta try something new. Look across the pillow and it just ain't you. But when I wake up in the morning, still drink my coffee blue.
The Chandler Travis 3-0 will be playing next weekend, Saturday, November the 22nd, Lion's Den, Red Iron Lynn, Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires. Now, here's a great name, one of those 60s kind of names, except it's not the Electric Platypus, it's Platypus.
No, I'll have to mention that to them, see if
okay.
they get back together and do an electric set.
The Chocolate Platypus, something like that.
Yeah, Strawberry Platypus. Mm-hmm. Platypus.
Oh, there you go.
And which is a duo, Matt Durfee and M.R. Palopoulos, that banged around the Capital Region here for quite some time. They still occasionally get together to play a gig or two. I wanted to play a track from their EP, Lazaretto. I think that's how you pronounce it. Because there's just not enough Thanksgiving music. There's all sorts of Christmas music. Mm-hmm. There's a growing bunch of Halloween music, but there's not very many Thanksgiving songs.
You got Alice's Restaurant, and that's about it.
The list kind of stops there, except for Platypus, who, thankfully, on their 2007 album, gave us Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Platypus, Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's from the 2007 collection of Lazaretto, just because Thanksgiving needs more songs.
Indeed.
And it needs more turkey, too.
Well, there'll be plenty of that.
And I hope you have some great turkey and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you before Christmas, I bet.
Yeah, there's no turkeys in this bunch.
It's Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Brian.
I was born the morning of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
the year the Charlie Brown balloon burst open wide, killed an unwed teenage mother and